to the Wisconsin Vegetable Garden Radio Show.
Check, check. Is anybody still listening? Anybody out there? Check, check.
With your hosts, Joey and Kelly Baird.
We all try to eat healthy. The term organic really came to be, I guess, right after the war, or, you know, mid-70s, early 80s. That was when organic kind of was a word that was more prevalent. And then in the last decade or so, organic, organic, healthy, healthy, healthy is the important thing to do. So some of us, and many of you, understand the importance of eating healthy and understand how detrimental eating food that may contain harmful chemicals can be. So we focus on going to stores and growing our own produce to where we can eat healthy and eat organic. But we find on the news, and we find that, you know, this is being recalled and that's being recalled. It was supposed to be organic, but they have found this in it or that chemical in it. So it's not organic, or this company's getting sued.
Right.
So what's going on here, and how can we know what we're eating?
So if you don't know what organic food is, it's food produced by methods that comply with the standards of organic farming. So standards can vary worldwide. Most commonly known is that the United States Department of Agriculture is the one who standardized organic food here in the States. But it features practices that strive to recycle resources, promote ecological balance, conserve biodiversity without the use of conventional pesticides, fertilizers made with synthetic ingredients or sewage sludge, bioengineering, or even ionizing radiation. So pesticides are not good for us as humans. They're starting to figure that out. It can lower your immune system. It can make you more tired and fatigued. It can increase your risk of disease and or cancer. And it can cause metabolic problems. So that being said, when it comes to organic food, I would be more concerned with the pesticides versus, like, how stuff is necessarily grown. The big thing about organic food is that it doesn't have the pesticides in it. There was a study done in 2014 in Switzerland. A family had removed all their conventional food from their diet, and they had their urine tested before, and then after a couple weeks, they had their urine tested after when they only ate organic, and all of those trace minerals or trace pesticides
elements
were gone after a couple weeks.
The body cleansed itself to get rid of all of that. Now, we all have a certain level of toxicity in our body. It's just the way it is in 2018.
Right.
It's not 1947 anymore, and we can actually say, hey, we've been doing this for months, and you know.
Yeah, so.
We're as guilty as everybody.
Right, yeah. Like,
we're not 100% organic, vegan, none of that.
No, we eat, you know, conventional food. We eat a lot of healthy food and we eat a variety of food.
Good and bad.
Good and bad.
But as Americans, there are certain staples in which we're Americans. We love this. Hamburgers, hot dog, that type of thing, you know, barbecue chips. You know what I mean? That we know it's not good for us, but it's something that we love to eat.
Right, and you should definitely think of that more of like a treat versus something you should eat every meal.
Right.
But anyway, organic is not necessarily healthier in a sense of like, are there more nutrients? Are there, is it, you know?
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
because the soil has been depleted, and that's a whole other topic for a whole other day, that we've lost so much nutrient value over the last 100 years, as well as varieties and the amount of good stuff in these vegetables that are growing organically is not what it once was because of the depletion of the soil biology that we've experienced.
So if you are buying organic, that's great. For the most part, it is pretty well regulated, but there are still going to be like little loopholes, little fall-throughs where maybe it's not 100% organic as much.
Well, there's organic transition, I believe is the term, where a farmer can take a field that was not organic, and there's a certain duration of time and certain number of years in which they're transitioning that field from the the conventional to a 100% organic. So you may see that term on a piece of produce, organic transition, or somewhere in that phrasing, to where they're trying to convert over, but it has to take time for all this stuff to work out, not only just the paperwork, but also get the soil back to a organic state that is deemed and in levels in which it's safe.
And here's something is that the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, is supposed to be regulating this. However, they reported, themselves reported, that they failed to make sure imported organic foods actually do meet these requirements. And it was part of the failure was to check the documents and do the audits. But even when imported crops do meet the organic standards, there's a decent chance they'll end up being fumigated upon arrival with pesticides not allowed.
Right, to keep the bugs that may be on the plants from that particular country from coming into our country. So it's backfired to a certain level. Okay, this is organic. Okay, we're spraying chemicals on it to kill whatever might be on it before we give it to bring it in our country so we don't have a problem with that particular bug or insect or disease that may be transporting in.
And I think this goes to show the reason why we like to grow our own food.
And farmers markets.
And that's how you can kind of prevent running into too many non-organic, not organic, possibly organic, who knows, situations. And it comes down to the fact that you are,
you have control
for yourself. You can talk to your farmer. You can shop stores that don't sell produce that's been sprayed with pesticides. There are stores that will say, you know, yes, we do sell non-organic produce, but they're not sprayed with pesticides.
Well, and with the farmers markets, there here in the Milwaukee area, there's a number of farmers markets, and many of them are closing up because we're done for the season. But during the peak, you can, you know, they have, it's not hidden.
There's winter farmers markets.
Right, but it's not hidden that where their farm's located. It's not like, oh, you can't know where we're at.
No, they welcome questions.
Right.
Right, and that's good. If they seem off, then maybe you shouldn't buy their produce.
Right, you've got to have a defense on yourself. They don't even want to answer that question. I don't think I want to buy their produce.
I also want to mention, in order for milk and meat to be sold as organic, the animals can eat only organic feed, but mm-hmm. most feed comes from corn and soy,
which is genetically modified,
which doesn't qualify as organic. So there's also could be a catch there, too.
So they have it can be organic milk from organic cows, but the cows are not eating organic food.
Right.
So how does that deem it being organic? Like, why is that loophole? What is somebody just not connecting the dots or don't care? Or is it just easier to say, well, we've done enough. People can figure out for themselves.
Kind of that's where it's at.
Okay.
So.
And well, there are farmers that strictly only feed, you know, organic hay, organic mm-hmm. grains. Mm-hmm. There's a stringent requirement, not because it's required by the buyer, but because they have a conscience of themselves that they want to produce something that is healthy for people who are buying their product.
Right, and you're asking why. Why is this allowed? Well, there's a lot of stuff that's allowed in the United States that just goes on. So yeah. Here's just that's a list.
No. Yeah, exactly.
like you know, you can do your
and no matter what administration's in charge, this has been going on for decades.
Oh yeah, I'm not even talking about that.
Yeah,
I'm saying
yeah.
that there's a lot of like, you know,
common sense stuff that you, I, and our listeners,
rug,
if we sat down at a table, we could fix a lot of things in about 20 minutes. This is dumb. Okay, well let's fix this. You know,
right? So when you're buying milk and meat that's organic, mm-hmm. you may want to kind of know your source. And there's a lot of different good sources out there where you can speak with your farmer. You can buy the milk and the meat and the eggs and whatnot from a local farmer. One is localharvest.org.
Mm-hmm.
They have good information for you. Also, thinking about the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen. Which vegetables are less likely to be sprayed with mm-hmm. pesticides and absorb it versus the ones that are more likely.
Right. So just some information there on about what you may have not known about when it comes to the healthiness of the food in which we're eating, whether it's organic or inorganic. Thank you for checking out the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. For more, go to the wisconsinvegetablegardener.com. For full-length in-studio video and podcast replay of Season 1. Season 2 underway and added weekly. Tweet us at TWVG Show or hashtag TWVG to be part of the program.